Hello, you are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is your co-host, Chloe.
And Natalie. And yeah, we have some guests coming in a bit later.
I was just going to say that sounded like a really good song. Sorry, dumb angel.
Oh, is that what they're
like
called?
Like a wave, like the tide. That's
what was playing.
Maybe I'll go check that out later if we have more time.
Anyways, like I was saying,
we have some guests later.
San Felix will be coming to join us. I'm not sure when yet. Sometime during the hour. They're running a little behind schedule, but that's okay because we have some other songs to play and some things to talk about. We've been doing quite a few interviews for our blog.
Yeah, we've been keeping busy. We did the Leo Awards and the weekend of the 4th and 5th, which was really fun. It's always like hectic though.
For anyone who doesn't know, it's kind of an
Oscars for BC celebrating
BC film and television.
Yep. So great recognition there all around. They recognize everything from performances to costume design, makeup, stunts. They even have a category on music videos, which Peter Rick won for a Humans video, which is awesome. We like Humans. What's up first?
Are we playing a song now?
Yes.
Okay, we are going to play We Better Run by Familiar Wild. Brand new song, kind of a I think they're based in Vancouver and Victoria right now, but kind of an alt synth electro rock feel. Reminds me a bit of acts like Dear Rouge, which is awesome. And this song is off their upcoming full length, Things We Forgot, I believe it's called. And that's due out this fall, which, much like the single, kind of explores these themes of urban living and this concept of home. So really hope you enjoy it.
From the city.
Hello. So that was Trouble for Sure by We Found a Lovebird. They're a Vancouver four-piece. That's off their album Lobby, which came out in January. Yeah, kind of this interestingly eerie power pop band. And if you'd like to see them live, they are opening for the Pointed Sticks July 2nd at the Columbia in New Westminster. What's up next?
We've been busy.
We've been busy with
our website. Well, we've been doing so many interviews. I think we're doing one tomorrow with Breck Bassinger, who is a Nickelodeon actress. She plays Bella in the show called Bella and the Bulldogs, and she's currently in Vancouver filming a movie called Status Update. So hopefully that should be a lot of fun. We love chatting with a young talent.
Yeah, and we have an interview coming soon. It's
already
been done.
With another young talent, Alyssa Baker, who is in Family Channel's Lost and Found Music Studios.
Yeah, but she's originally from Vancouver.
We knew her as a musician first.
Yeah, but she's now an actress too, and she splits her time between here and like Toronto. I believe Toronto's where they film the show, but yeah, she is playing, is it
Maggie?
Yeah, no, but I was going to say she's playing a show.
Yes.
I want to say it's the 17th. I could be wrong.
With the Catherines.
We'll double check on that, but it's with the Catherines, and I think it's at the Biltmore.
Here, I'll go check.
I'm 90% right. Chloe's just going to double check to make sure I'm not spewing false information. 1 second. But yeah, that's coming, and we have interviews that have already been done, and they're coming to our website soon.
It's the 17th at the Biltmore.
So is that what I said? I think that's what I said.
With Modern Wolf as well. So definitely check that out. Hopefully be chatting with her within the next couple weeks, and it's always great to see local talent back in town. Wait, Modern Wolf, okay, sorry.
Now Chloe's spewing false information.
Tanya, okay, I don't know where that popped up. Tanya
Aganaba.
Yeah.
And Alyssa Baker. And the Catherines. We'll be playing at the Biltmore on June 17th.
Yes,
okay.
Got that.
Yeah, so, and we have interviews coming with Ronan Rubinstein, who's an actor who will be in a new TV show that's filming in Vancouver called Dead of Summer.
We should play music now, hey?
Yeah, we've been talking too long. Okay. What's up next?
We have the song Liars by Arthur James. This is one of my picks, Chloe's picks. We recently posted about him, the Seattle singer-songwriter, on our website, and I actually really found myself enjoying the EP. The EP's called Anyway, Here's Wonderwall. It was just released earlier this month, and I think he's a really talented musician. Such like simple instrumental lines, but it creates a beautiful sound, and he has some really kind of thoughtful lyricism. I'm trying to like read the computer screen from what I wrote, but yeah, it's a really great song. Here is Liars by Arthur James. You can check the entire EP out on Bandcamp as well, arthur-james.bandcamp.com. So here is Liars.
Reached over, big finger. I wound up and I punched him in the face.
You take the big one. And I'll take his brother. Let's get this over with. 'Cause I'm late for work. Do you remember when we were young? The swing sets, the castles, the days in the sun. I sold all my baseball cards to buy me these cars. That's how. Keep on thinking it's time to move on. Move out to that city so huge. Meet me some people. You see these old hills, they keep on calling. The clouds round here talk, and man, I've been listening. I sold all these clothes to buy me this land. Now I'm so the same ones as you. How come you get to talk to everybody? Man, I ain't you. And you keep on pointing at my halo, your big pointy fingers, your six finger hands. I sold all this land to buy me some dreams, just like in those movies we played when we were kids. But now we're just liars. 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 Now we're just
how to sled. Step 1, book your bus or flight to Calgary. Step 2. The Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary this June 22nd through 26th. 5 days with over 300 sets of music, arts, film, and comedy. You got them all. Curator Peaches tops the bill alongside Guided by Voices, K-Tronada, The Sonics, Deaf Heaven, Angel Olsen, Health, and many more. Visit sledisland.ca for details.
How do you listen to CITR? Do you stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradiomyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Hello. Before those short ads, the song you heard was Liars by Arthur James. Next up, we have a track by Against the Current. They're a Poughkeepsie, New York pop rock band. My second favorite Poughkeepsie-based pop rock band.
Who's your favorite?
We Are the In Crowd.
Yes.
They're on indefinite hiatus.
But who knows? You might see them on Warped Tour.
Yeah, because one of the members in We Are the In Crowd has a brother in Against the Current, so they're kind of interconnected in that way. Anyways, yeah, they're Warped pretty good. Tour. Yeah, they'll be playing Warped Tour this summer, which, if you don't know, is a roving festival. Is it roving? Roving?
Well,
maybe.
It's basically a tour, right?
Yeah, it goes throughout the states.
Usually there's a couple Canadian dates.
Might only be one this year.
I don't think there's any this year.
Oh, there's none?
I don't think there's any.
I thought there might be one. Anyways, well, they don't come to Vancouver, yeah. But we go down to Portland usually. And we've been fortunate enough to cover it for the past few years.
Hopefully this year again.
Do some interviews. Yeah, hopefully this year again.
And it's a great lineup. We'll be seeing some of our favorite bands out there. Mayday Parade, The Main,
Somerset, We the Kings, all my favorite bands in 2010. It's going to be a good time.
No, I don't think there's any Canadian deal. Oh. I think that was a big deal, probably.
Yeah.
It's sad that they don't come up here, but you know, we know people that go down to the U.S. for Warped Tour, and it's always a fun time, so looking forward to it again in August. So talk a bit about the song, Chasing Ghosts.
Yeah, this song is called Chasing Ghosts. It is off Against the Current's debut full-length album, In Our Bones, which came out maybe last month, pretty recently. Yeah, super kind of more downbeat, mellow song, I think so, but yeah, really awesome, and hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
That was Spooky Skeletons by The Djinns. So,
yeah, they're a Vancouver three-piece. It was released a few days ago.
June 11th.
Yeah, yes. And kind of a split single with their track She's a Looker. Yeah, kind of a garage rock punk influence. Definitely some dark imagery there, but mixed in with, you know, there's a glitchy guitar solo. Catchy tune. Yeah.
It's the last week of summer school for session one.
What are you learning about, Chloe?
Strategic management and information systems and technology.
What is that?
Technical stuff. It's been rough. I've only ever taken one. I mean, I'm not complaining, but final exams are next week.
It's
so
a business course. I wouldn't know that either.
Time to buckle down and learn about Porter's five forces and, you know, what businesses have to do to survive.
No one knows what you're talking about.
What they need in inventory management systems, all that kind of fun stuff. So, yeah.
San Felix is still coming, we promise.
Yeah, they have 32 minutes. Hopefully we'll be able to get them in before 2. Hope so.
Yes. What's up next?
We have a song, another one of your picks.
Yes. This is by an experimental folk rockish duo from Pasadena, California. They're called Loud Forest. I stumbled across them on Bandcamp not too long ago. Really like their tunes. This is off their self-titled debut full-length album. And something I found interesting was that they write, record, and produce all of their own collaborations. It's a husband and wife duo, actually, and they've been playing together for over 10 years. And yeah, this is a track off that album called There You Are, kind of really genuine, charming harmonies and kind of an acoustic feel as well. So once again, this is There You Are by Loud Forest. Hello, you're listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
That sounded like our intro.
Oh. Well, anyways, once again, That was There You Are by Loud Forest.
Let's talk about hockey. We watched on TV.
Thing.
Yes, the Pittsburgh Penguins, of course, won the Stanley Cup. I don't know. I couldn't say I was favoring them or the Sharks. Didn't follow the whole series, but it's always interesting to see the teams win. Of course, Phil Kessel held the cup, and it was interesting. Nick Bonino, Natalie loves seeing, you know, former Canucks hold the cup.
Yeah, well, it'd be great if the Canucks could hold the cup, all of them together. Anyways.
The Canucks, they have been releasing preseason schedules, which has already gotten me a little excited for the new season. I think given on Twitter, it says September 28th versus, Edmonton will be here September 28th.
It's just the Alberta teams.
Yeah, just the Alberta teams. And then Calgary will be here on October 6th. So it's exciting times. They usually play a preseason game, I think, against a California team as well. Maybe Winnipeg.
I don't know.
World Cup of Hockey in September, NHL Awards on June 22nd. Oh, yeah, and X-Ambassadors is going to be playing at the ceremony, which...
If anyone likes X-Ambassadors, they're pretty good.
They are. I think they're
usually
good artists.
Usually at the NHL Awards, they have country artists play because...
Hockey players
seem to like country artists. But this year, it's X-Ambassadors, so...
Hopefully.
Maybe they're trying to change the demographic a little bit.
Maybe a little, but we usually watch it anyways. It's like the best of the best that are there, I guess. I guess some of that judging is a bit subjective, but,
yeah.
You know.
Anyways.
That's what that is.
We're going to play another song. What song is it, Chloe?
We're going to play Hype by Aviva. Aviva is a young artist from Toronto. She can be seen as Alia on Family Channels.
Alia.
Backstage, I think I mentioned this last show, but we went and interviewed four of the cast members when they were out at Coquitlam Center for a pop-up tour.
Yeah, they're that stopping at malls across Canada doing signings
and musical performances. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Aviva did not come to our date, but a couple other artists, Mackenzie Small and Josh Bogert, who we've both played on the radio show before, so it was nice to talk to them. I really like Aviva's new single. She has a rich, deep tone, and it meshes well with the song's electronic notes. So here is Hype by Aviva.
We're both creatures of the night. Can't see here in the dark. You're in my mind but out of sight, and it's tearing this apart. You're different from the other guys. I don't have to turn my hair and bat my eyes, eyes. We're not used to all this hype. We're not used to all this hype. But we're stuck in the high, high. But we're stuck in the high, high. Just us in our secret club. And I might have broken all the rules, but I won't be sweating cause you're different from the other guys. I don't have to turn my hair and bat my eyes, eyes. We're not used to all this hype. We're not used to all this hype. But we're stuck in the high.
shut it down. We are who we are, who we are. Let them know, shut it down, shut it down. We are who we are, who we are. Let them know, shut it down. We are who we are, who we are. Let them know, shut it down, shut it down. Shut it down, shut it down. Let them know, shut it down. Shut it down, shut it down. I, yeah, we're stuck in a high, high, but we're stuck in a high, high.
That was Hype by Aviva. So what did we do yesterday? We watched Star Wars, The Force Awakens on DVD.
We didn't get a chance to see it in the theaters. It was pretty good.
The characters,
don't spoil it.
The characters have room for development. Like, I'm saying that's a good thing.
It is like a trilogy, so plenty of time.
But people are receiving the characters really well, and I think they all, you know, have strong personalities, and they play well with each other on screen.
It's a lot more amusing than I thought it would be.
BB-8, Rey, Kylo Ren, Finn, yeah. It's interesting, I think, right?
If you haven't seen it, definitely worth checking out. Even if you're not...
Exactly, because we weren't a fan of the original
films. We didn't particularly follow Star Wars as a franchise. There were the old movies as well. We haven't seen all of those, but yeah, it's really good.
Crimson Peak is another film I saw on DVD recently with Mia Wasikowska, and I actually really liked that film. It's kind of a gothic fantasy drama in it as well, so I would recommend that. I never got around to seeing the Alice in Wonderland sequel, so if it's already out of theaters, I may have to rent it or purchase it on DVD. But I heard it maybe wasn't received too well, which is unfortunate. But I do like fantasy films, stuff like that. I thought the first one was amazing, so.
Oh, you watched The Departed.
Yeah, I saw That's interesting.
I haven't seen any movies. That's why we just have to talk about movies you've seen.
Yeah, The Departed was an Oscar winner. And it's based on Infernal Affairs, which is another movie I highly recommend. I watched that in Asia Studies class, Asia Film Studies. But it has a lot of, you know, layers to it. Great characters. Awesome, kind of interesting, intricate storyline that... What can I say about that? You saw The Departed. It's kind of like a bit of a cat and mouse storyline. It has to do with moles.
Mm-hmm. Lots of mole.
Yeah, it's themes of, you know, surveillance. So if you like that kind of stuff, I would recommend
them surveillance. Both. Person of interest.
Yes.
Does anyone watch about Person of Interest?
Film and television right now. We're waiting for our guests to arrive.
Yeah,
we have 18 minutes left, so I don't know. Maybe we'll just listen to them play music for us and we'll get the opportunity to talk with them.
We'll figure it out when they come.
Yeah, but Person of Interest is another show
that we highly recommend.
We watch a lot of TV. It's just like as of late we've been a lot of DVDs have been coming in from like the library and stuff like that. But Person of Interest is a really amazing show. They have what, two or three two episodes
left? Yeah, two episodes. Including today. It's on today.
It's on tonight.
Yes. I guess it's about surveillance too. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, it's really
intriguing.
I want to say it's like, you know, it's stimulating in the fact that it makes you think. It's not just, I'm not saying there's anything bad about, you know, shows like reality TV because I watch that as well. But Person of Interest has really great character dynamic they have like a team of people that work together, so it's unfortunate. But you can always binge watch the past.
Are they on four their fifth seasons? Season?
They're on the fifth season, yeah. Fifth and final season. Yep.
Let's play another song.
Yeah, we have a song, Ecstasy, by Graftician. I believe we've posted about Graftician on our website before. They are an act from Vancouver, comprised of vocalist Roxanne Nesbitt and guitarist Craig Alders. So,
I'm assuming that's current information.
Yeah, that was November.
Okay.
Should Good be enough. The same, Should yeah. Be. So here is Ecstasy by Graftician.
In ecstasy, I know you won't wait for me. Don't play fair or gracefully. But please, I still want my taste. In ecstasy, I know you won't stay with me. You don't fight fair or gracefully. But yes, I still have my taste. It's for forgetting what haunts me when I'm in rapture. And after I fall faster, don't hold back, I know that. An ecstasy coming down, I curse your name. I've tried all of my tries to change, but please, I still have my taste for forgetting what haunts me when I'm in rapture. And after I fall faster, your touch was enough for today. Your touch was enough for today. Your touch was enough for today. But tomorrow's coming after me, after me, after me. Ecstasy come over me. Give me grace, I need it, please. I don't hold back, I know that. An ecstasy coming down, I curse your name. Tried all of my tries to change, but please, I still have my taste. It's for forgetting what haunts me when I'm in rapture. And after I fall faster, your touch was enough for today. But tomorrow's coming after me, after me, after me. Who will she be?
We're live and we're getting a phone call right away here, so excuse me while I turn that on. Hello. How are you? Hello, you're live on the air. All right, and they've hung up.
Tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. for Vancouver, right? With your hosts, Alex Biron and Simon Armstrong. News, music, personal stories, and everything you need to know about the local comedy scene. What else would you be doing at 10 a.m. on a Friday? Well, you're probably at work, and if you have the day off, you've already made plans. It doesn't matter. Just be there and call in anytime.
The Reverberation Appreciation Society, Timber Concerts, and CITR are bringing you Levitation Vancouver once again in the heart of the city from June 16th to 19th. Featuring local and international experimental and psychedelic artists Flying Lotus, The OCs, White Lung, Dead Ghosts, and so much more. Check out the schedule and get your passes now at levitationvancouver.com.
White turn round. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Why you humming with your mouth shut? It's like a rooster singing back up. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You know the words correctly, so make it.
Okay, so that was a snippet of Phoenix by Olivia Holt. Hopefully we'll get to play that in full in the next episode. But our guests have arrived, or our one guest, our single guest.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, it's me, Ian, from San Felix. Sorry, Olivia.
Okay, so you guys are coming back from tour. You guys just toured across Canada. What was that like?
Exhausting. And a lot of fun, but overall a good experience so far, yeah.
And you guys went all the way out to the Maritimes, which I thought was kind of interesting. Was that important to you to kind of connect with fans all across the country? Because a lot of touring bands don't stop in that area.
Exactly, yeah. We're trying to sort of find out where our people are, basically, right now. And Mark, our bassist, his brother was actually graduating from Dalhousie while we were in Halifax. So we got to go to the graduation ceremony, which was super cool.
Awesome. And so you guys just came out with a new EP recently, and you were kind enough to have it premiere through our site, which is really nice of you. But can you tell us a bit about the name Tropic of Self, where it came from, and how it connects to the music, if at all, in any way?
Yeah. So our second EP, Fire Island, we just sort of decided to name it that without really thinking about it. Turns out it's actually the name of a gay resort in Manhattan somewhere. But for this second or third EP now, I guess we're on the third one, the songs were a bit more introspective, so we wanted to work self into it somehow, because it was a like very personal thing. But then, we also were trying to go with the nautical theme. And so we decided on the Tropic of Capricorn, and then we just turned it into Tropic of Self.
Nice. And do you have a favorite song off the release?
Our favorite's probably Tiger in the Night, the middle song.
Cool. So you guys are playing in Vancouver in a couple of days. Do you want to promote the show?
Yeah, we're playing June 16th at the Roxy this Thursday coming up, with Caslow and Cloudhood, who are both very cool as well. So.
Awesome. So, how much time?
7.
Oh, okay. Do you want to do the song now, or okay?
Sure. Sounds good. This one's called I Was a Vulture. The rest of the band didn't quite make it. One of our members puked in the car. So we were going to play the lead single off of this latest EP, but this one's from Fire Island. It's called I Was a Vulture.
Speed like a dead leaf in agriculture. Pale with desperate needs, I am not sure what people want me to be. Where would I be without satin, gasoline, a lead room? The signal is clear.
got a scar. Please don't ask, where would I be without censorship and a muddy past? Where would I be without satin, gasoline, a lead room, the signal is clean. I get angry, I turn off my phone. The shakes are all that tell me I'm not alone now. I'm not alone.
That was fantastic. Thank you. I really like the bridge on that song as well. So we have a few minutes left. I don't know. Is that enough time? Or do you want to just ask questions?
We can ask questions.
Okay, we have two members here now.
Yeah, Brett's here.
I've joined you. Hello.
Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling remarkably better.
Okay, that's good. So we have some fun questions for you guys. So we have two out of four members. So who in the band would be best at Dancing with the Stars? Let's say you guys are all competing against each other.
Easily Nick.
Nick, definitely Nick.
Whenever things get loose at the wee hours of the morning at a bar or whatever, Nick always has the dance moves.
We did this one night where we got a bunch of beer tickets, but none of the rest of us wanted to drink, and so we just kept getting drinks and going like, "Oh, Nick, you have to drink this." And yeah, it got fun around 2 a.m. He really dances when he's drunk.
I'm sure if he was here, he'd have something to say about that as well. How about, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
I don't know. Ian's pretty smart. I think he's probably smarter than a fifth grader.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I could, like, fight a fifth grader, but I could definitely, like, attempt to match wits with one.
Do you want to say something?
No, that covers it.
How about American Ninja Warrior, if you've seen the show?
Probably Mark, but Brett's also very good at throwing a hatchet.
Yeah, I can throw a hatchet, but I mean, Mark just has, he's just really tech savvy when it comes to, weapons systems. We found in our band, that's for sure one thing.
And Master Chef.
Oh, Brett is the Master Chef.
That's my show, actually.
What's your signature dish or your favorite thing to cook?
What's our number one thing on tour?
It's the growled cheese.
And that is...
carry on, Brett.
Oh, it's like a grilled cheese, but it's just got a lot of style.
Fancy so, name.
What's up next for you guys?
We're actually recording right now in Vancouver with Listening Party Recordings, Shane from Derival. And so we're doing two or maybe three songs if tonight goes well there, and after that we'll be around probably back in Vancouver in September to do a couple of tour dates in BC.
Also, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Woozle wazzle.
Once again, San Felix will be playing at the Roxy on Thursday if you want to check them out live. And then Victoria the day after that. What shows up next? Techno Progressivo is coming up in the next hour. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to San Felix for joining us. And
hopefully they'll be back and can play longer next time.
Yeah, sorry everyone.
And we'll have a show in a couple, hopefully in a couple weeks. And maybe have another guest. We don't know yet. We'll see. On the 28th. So once again, thank you for joining us.